Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
Maureen Moakley is away this week. Filling in for her is a Providence-based reporter with the Associated Press, David Klepper. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you for having me.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our special guest, State Senator Dawson Hodgson, Republican of North Kingstown. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for the invite.
House Speaker Gordon Fox and Senate President Teresa Piva-Weed began the new legislative year this week by promising a heightened focus on economic development. Some of their ideas include restoring the state historic tax credit and better coordination of job skills training. Senator, you're right on the front lines there. Do you think the General Assembly is up to the task this year of helping to improve Rhode Island's economy?
Well, we don't have a choice not to, Ian. This is certainly has to be the top priority. We hear those words from all of our legislative leaders. This hopefully is the year that we're going to put words into action.
David, you spend a lot of time at the State House. What are you watching for as the General Assembly tries to wrestle with Rhode Island's still very high unemployment rate?
Well, I think what we haven't seen yet is a comprehensive plan that has something to do with taxes or incentives or credits for companies that are here, companies that are coming, something that could really change the picture and inject some real energy into the business climate. What we see are a lot, it seems to me so far, a lot of piecemeal ideas that could add up to something. But I think that's the big question. Will we have little tweakings or will we have something big and significant?
How about that, Scott? Little tweakings or some big initiatives this year?
Well, one of the problems in Rhode Island is historically we've been on a course of analysis and not a course of action. And that's a real problem. I mean, this state, going back to the Greenhouse Compact, has so many reports. I always say the shelf, if Rhode Island was a shelf, it would collapse. Now, it's probably smart to go back to the future and reinstate the tax credit. But I also think we have to jumpstart some other issues here. First of all, we've got to get some shovels in the ground and start getting the airport project going. That'll create a lot of construction jobs. A lot of those folks are out of work. The second thing to do is realize that government isn't going to be able to do everything, and we need some leadership from the business community. As I look back at the things that were really successful back in the 1990s, luring Fidelity here, building the Providence Place Mall, a lot of that was done by leadership from the business community.
Unlike Governor Lincoln Chafee, Speaker Fox says he wants to restructure the troubled State Economic Development Corporation. What do you say, David? Do you think we're likely to see some major structural changes at the EDC?
Well, it was certainly interesting when Fox came out and said very plainly that he really wants to see big changes in the structure of that agency. When Governor Chafee has said it's more about vision than, government bureaucracy, I expect, when the speaker says that he's interested in doing something, usually that ends up getting done.
Senator, you've been very critical about the lack of oversight on the state's losing investment in 38 studios. Do you think we'll see some bigger restructuring of the EDC this year?
It's very hard to predict. We had a series of Joint Commission on Economic Development meetings in the fall, which I've suggested was a way to distract people from the lack of oversight on 38 studios, both pre and post failure. I expressed my opinion that we should have produced some legislation, some recommendations, to have the General Assembly be ready to hit the ground running on day one on both the structure of the EDC and some of these big picture economic development ideas. Haven't seen anything yet.
Scott, there's been a revolving door of directors, the EDC. Governor Chafee tapped someone who's been there virtually since the inception of the agency to lead it. Is it time for a really more robust rethinking of the agency as perhaps imagined by the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council?
Well, the idea that EDC is going to become this permanent piñata is just ridiculous. Let's face it. What the legislature can do best here, the assembly ought to get down to its oversight ability. And the senator tried to do that. I mean, what legislators do is they vote for these bond issues that gives EDC a lot of money, but unfortunately, as we saw in 38 studios, there's not enough legislative oversight. And we really need people to be accountable for the money they appropriate, and I think that's something the Assembly could do.
Beyond the economy, one of the other big issues this year at the General Assembly is the issue of same-sex marriage. The Senate is perceived as the real battleground on that. Senator, what do you say? What do you think will make the difference in terms of whether the chamber that you're a part of approves or does not approve same-sex marriage?
I think the people are going to be best served by a full and open dialogue amongst their elected representatives and senators. That's not something that we've seen in the way that same-sex marriage has been presented to the legislature in the past. I think everybody needs to hear where people stand, and it's really tough for me to predict what a vote total is going to look like on the Senate floor. I haven't been involved in either the drafting efforts of the legislation or the whipping efforts that are certainly going on.
Scott, you've been watching Rhode Island politics for a long time. Do you think this will be the year for same-sex marriage on Smith Hill?
Well, it should be. It may not be, but it should be. Look, this issue, the public opinion has moved exponentially and very quickly. You look around the country, four states had referenda on the ballot in November, and all of them supported the marriage equality side in every state, including Washington and Minnesota. You know, in Maine. So I'm thinking that really we're the only state now in New England that does not recognize same-sex marriages. And I think that really we're the odd person out. And I think finally maybe people will wake up to the fact that, look, this is just an equitable thing to do. It doesn't hurt anybody. The Catholic churches in all the states where there's same-sex marriage, the doors are still open. People are still praying. The Green Mountains in Vermont haven't folded into Lake Champlain.
David, what's your sense of what will make the difference in how the Senate comes down on this?
Well, I think what we may see is a relatively rapid House passage, and then we will sit around for several months this spring, and reporters like you and me will be asking the Senate president, are we going to have a vote? When's the vote going to be in committee? And I think we'll probably be waiting until June to find out.
Hurry up and wait. We've never seen that at the State House. Let's go to a couple of questions for our guest, Senator Hodgson. Senator, you were the only one of 38 senators this week to not vote for Senate President Teresa Pivoweed. Tell us why.
Ian, that was a vote of dissent. Frankly, I'm not satisfied with the direction that our state government has taken. There's certainly nothing personal about my opposition, but I have a long record of publicly disagreeing with policy, personnel, and vision issues from the legislative leadership team.
Let's go to Scott.
Who do you think would make a good Republican state chairman to try to rebuild your party?
Well, I think you have to look at somebody's ability to both create and run an effective organization and their ability to raise money. And finally, their ability to communicate. We have talent in the Republican Party, and it's a question of who would be willing to step forward. I don't want to put any of those qualified names out there because last thing I want to do is scare them away from what is a very daunting proposition to be in charge of a party that that feels repudiated by the voters.
Are there two or three people you could support? Two or three names?
None that I've spoken to that I would disclose their names publicly.
Let's go to David.
Let me ask you about one of those other issues that's getting a little bit of attention as the session starts, and that would be marijuana legalization. I believe you're a former prosecutor and have looked at the medical marijuana issue. Do you think that Rhode Island's ready to legalize pot and join the two states that did so earlier last fall?
Well, I think our vote last year and the governor signed it into law to decriminalize possession of recreational marijuana is probably all the state needs to do right now. In terms of priorities for our government going forward, that's pretty far down on the list of it. I think will make a positive change in the coming year.
We see how the number of Republican lawmakers on Smith Hill declined from 18 to 11 last November. Where do you think the Republican Party needs to go to improve its representation in the General Assembly?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because it's still hard for me, 2 months later, to make the connection between our present circumstances and the election results, particularly here in Rhode Island. I feel that the voters repudiated the National Republican brand as it relates to this election and punished us from the congressional seats all the way down to the town councils. What we need to do is be able to present ourselves as leaders who have ideas and ability to change the direction of the state. We can't be complainers all the time. Certainly, part of our job as opposition and minority members is to point out deficiencies in the current leadership, but we have to run on our own ideas. So I don't know if it's realistic in this environment, but Leader Newberry in the House proposed eliminating the sales tax. Big That's a big idea. Is it the right answer for the state right now? It would be really tough to implement, but at least somebody is a free thinker thinking outside the box. Republicans have to be the party of ideas.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott?
Great to be here, Ian.
David Klepper from the Associated Press.
Thank you, Ian.
And State Senator Dawson Hodgson, Republican of North Kingstown.
Nice speaking to you all.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.